Current State on 90.5 FM every weekday at 9 a.m. and 6 p.m. Catch us at noon on AM 870. WKAR, the Detroit Lions lost their wild card NFL playoff game at Dallas yesterday, 24-20. Al Martin, the host of Current Sports on WKAR AM and WKAR TV, joins us now to talk about Detroit's elimination. You're a Cowboys fan, I understand, so no gloating today, okay?
But you know, Detroit is my hometown, Mark, so I kind of watched the game just sitting there, really no cheering at all on both ends, all right?
We'll deconstruct how it was you became a Dallas Cowboys fan some other time.
Right,
How about that?
Right.
Let's start with the controversial play involving Lions tight end Brandon Pettigrew. Detroit was ahead by three, seemed to be driving for another score. An interference penalty was then called on Dallas, and quite a while later, the officials picked up the flag, forcing the Lions to punt on fourth down. That was followed by a squib punt and ultimately the winning touchdown. What'd you think of that non-call?
Well, I tell you what, Mark, it was one of the crazier moments that I've ever seen in sports, because I've never seen in my years of watching the NFL, or any game of football for that matter, a penalty called and announced over the PA, because it was even announced to the public, and all of a sudden I'm saying, okay, there's going to be a first down here, Lions are going to renew their downs, and they're driving here. They possibly can get a touchdown out of this thing. And all of a sudden I look back at the screen, and it says fourth down. I'm like, whoa, did they just pick that up?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a weird mood. I mean, you could even hear the announcers, you know, Joe Buck and Troy Aikman saying, what just happened here? A moment I've never seen before. In my opinion, clearly a pass interference, without a doubt. And, you know, it wasn't until hours after the game that we got a full explanation as to what exactly happened and from the perspective of the referees. And, again, you know, it was announced as a face-guarding penalty initially, you know, and after the fact, I would say. And in face-guarding, as you know, in the NFL, there is no face-guarding. So they decided to pick up the flag, and the Lions had the fourth down. And then after that, what really surprised me was why Jim Caldwell didn't decide to go for it on that fourth down. As you talked about, you had the miff punt, which only went 10 yards at that. And then things sort of trickled down here for the Lions at that. But again, Mark, this was such a huge call. Again, 20-17 game. If the Lions pull out a touchdown there, you can basically, you know, kind of stick a fork in the game possibly from there on and pronounce Dallas is done. And it could change the whole momentum of the game.
Sure.
That call was huge, Mark.
We led 20-7 before the Cowboys scored the last 17 points. What happened to our offense?
Well, I tell you what. That offensive line for Detroit did not show up when it needed to. And, you know, I feel as though there are two big storylines out of this game. Of course, it's the big pass interference call. And when I went on Twitter, I tell you what, Twitter blew up sort of blaming this loss on Matthew Stafford. Now, granted, I think Matthew Stafford could have had a better game. I felt as though Megatron, you know, the best wide receiver in the game, didn't get the ball enough or was even targeted enough throughout that game. Golden Tate was huge. I mean, hey, he started the game off with that 51-yard touchdown that really started to spark momentum for the Lions. But I tell you what, that offensive line did not give Matthew Stafford enough time or enough opportunities to work in the pocket. And you saw in that final drive, I mean, it ended with Matthew Stafford getting pressured and, you know, a ho-hum type of air getting let out the balloon.
The Lions made the playoffs for the first time in 3 years. We finished 11-6 with the playoff defeat. Looking back, do you categorize this as a successful year for the Detroit Lions?
I tell you what, it depends on how you look at it. There are many Lions fans who have been burned and burned year by year by year. And look at this.
Decade by decade.
Decade by decade. I mean, you can go way back. I'm telling you, Mark, you can go back to the 50s, okay? But, you know, when you look at a season like this where Detroit, I mean, my goodness, they definitely exceeded my expectations, a lot of people's expectations around this state, this, you know, Detroit City in general, just from a national perspective of the NFL. I mean, Detroit had a great year this year. A defense that, you know, was number one in the rush. You got stars offensively that really blossomed this year. Golden Tate, arguably the best free agent pickup this entire NFL offseason. I mean, it was a great year to remember. But again, it's all about what you do in the postseason, Mark. It's all about what have you done for me lately?
Mm-hmm.
And the Lions have not gotten it done when they needed it most.
A lot of sports fans, yourself, myself included, were surprised to hear of the sudden death of ESPN sportscaster Stuart Scott over the weekend. I'm learning this morning you have kind of a connection with Stuart Scott.
Yeah.
Tell us about how he's played a role in your life.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Mark, other than the fact that he was one of my biggest inspirations to even get into the sports broadcasting business. I mean, I remember watching Stu, you know, I was a little tyke about 10 years old, watching him on SportsCenter saying, my goodness, this guy is good, you know. And I tell you what, he just became a hallmark in my life, in my family. And, you know, when I decided to pursue this career, I said, man, that's the type of guy I want to idolize, you know?
Role model.
Yeah,
really.
Certainly a role model in my life, man. And to hear the news was very shocking. He's been battling cancer for some years. And, yeah, I mean, you know, another cool connection is that Stuart Scott is also my fraternity brother. He's a member of Alpha Phi Alpha Fraternity Incorporated.
How about that?
So, you know, when the news was out there, we had gotten an email about an hour later from our national chapter, you know, kind of tributing Stuart Scott. And, you know, when someone passes in our fraternity, we're say they're crossing into the Omega chapter. So we were saying Stuart, you know, it was a headline saying Stuart Scott is now a member of the Omega chapter. He passed away this morning. But I tell you what, there's going to be a huge ceremony put on by our fraternity later on honoring what Stu did, not just in the world of sports broadcasting, but in our world in general, because he was such an unbelievable person. And I think that's what he will be remembered for the most.
Well, his speech at the ESPYs, here, the winning the Jimmy V Award was really quite memorable. That got replayed in part a few times yesterday.
Exactly.
Al Martin, we want to thank you. Al Martin Daily on AM 870. It's Current Sports at 1 o'clock. And don't forget Current Sports TV on WKAR-TV. Thanks, Al.
Hey, thank you, Mark.